Tech news comes at you fast. If you're not looking, it might just, see? That's what I'm, whoa, jeez Louise. Samsung held their annual Unpacked event this morning and took the wraps off four major new products: the Galaxy Z Fold 3, the Z Flip 3, the Galaxy Watch 4, and Galaxy Buds 2. August is when we used to get new Galaxy Notes, but I guess Samsung passed too many of those in class, and now they've been sent to detention.
You bad kid.
Sam, yeah, the metaphor doesn't really work there. Like Samsung's, anyways. The Z Fold 3 improves on the Fold 2 in a number of ways, as Linus discovered in his hands-on video. It's got an under-display camera on the inside and support for the Samsung's S Pen stylus, along with an upgraded starting price of $1,800 US.
Expensive.
It is expensive. You might want to be careful using it on the street. You may get jumped. The Z Flip 3 is also cheaper than its predecessor, starting at $1,000, with a bigger cover display for selfies and a 120Hz refresh rate for the main screen. Both of the Z phones have Snapdragon 888s inside and are IPX8 water resistant, which is a big leap from Samsung's original Foldies, which suffered from problems with dust and crap getting stuck in the hinge. I lost a whole hot dog in there once.
Yeah.
I was forcibly trying to put it in. Then there's the Galaxy Watch 4, the first fruit of Samsung's Wear OS partnership with Google. This thing's got a bioactive sensor that can measure body fat percentage, a new 5-nanometer processor, and more RAM, and will start at $249. Finally, the Galaxy Buds 2. They're smaller and lighter than the Buds Plus, with proper active noise cancellation this time, and once again, seem to offer quite a lot for $150. Hey, thanks for all the cool products, Apple for Android people.
No problem.
Samsung? Hackers made off with around $611 million worth of cryptocurrency yesterday in one of the biggest digital heists ever. The victim was Poly Network, a P2P platform, who tweeted out the crypto addresses the funds had been transferred to and pleaded for the hackers to please, please return the funds. Appealing to the humanity. Please! Wait, it actually did work. Hours after the attack, the hackers started sending small transfers back to Poly Network, eventually returning around $260 million worth of various cryptocurrencies. One of the hackers has reportedly said they did it, quote, for fun and to expose vulnerabilities, and they were always going to return some of it. Some crypto fans following the story tried to get in on the windfall, though, replying to Polly's tweets asking, please, Mr. Hacker, if you see this, transfer me some coins too? And also sign up for my initial coin offering. It's called Plead Coin.
Sounds like a good idea.
It sounds promising. And maybe you don't even want to hear about new GPU launches, but reviews for AMD's RX 6600 XT came out yesterday and, well, let's just say it doesn't do much to reverse the 2021 GPU trend. The consensus seems to be that the 6600 XT is somewhat lacking in performance for its $379 MSRP, which is probably a lot less than you would end up paying for it anyways. But don't worry, there was another GPU launch this week, NVIDIA's A2000. Sure, it's a workstation card and is basically a downgraded RTX 3060, but look how cute it is.
So cute.
Oh my gosh.
I got a computer for it.
If GPU performance and price are now meaningless things to use for comparison, we might as well talk about cuteness factor, and the A2000 is off the charts. Sign me up!
We need more cute graphics cards. I'm sorry, but there's not enough.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Manscaped, provider of all-in-one grooming tools that have you covered from head to toe, whether you're a man or any other type of hair-generating sentient being. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 kit is designed to make grooming below the waist easy with the Lawnmower 4.0 and other goodies, like the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver sprays to keep things fresh. I feel like crop refers to something else here. So head to manscaped.com/tech and get 20% off Manscaped and free shipping today. Quick Bits coin! Everybody has a copy worldwide, which makes the bits even quicker. It's the future.
That's a good idea too.
Distribute the Quick Bits. Gamers Nexus has published an in-depth report on Gigabyte GP P750GM and P850GM power supply units that Newegg has been bundling with GPUs, apparently to sell off low quality stock, because around half of the units the Tech Jesus crew tested failed. So watch their video and pledge your heart to Steve if you haven't already. He deserves it. With that hair, it takes a lot of work.
I'm trying to get there.
You're halfway. Xiaomi announced a number of new products this week, but the standout has to be the CyberDog, a really cool new quadruped robot that is the result of hundreds of thousands of hours of R&D, which were apparently mostly spent reverse engineering the Spot robot from Boston Dynamics, because come on! That's also probably how they were able to price it so low. I mean, Xiaomi gets points for marketing. Their renders look really great, but the shamelessness on display here is much more impressive. Apple has officially settled their lawsuit with Corellium, maker of an iOS emulator that could run in a web browser. The judge ruled Corellium's use of Apple software qualified for fair use, meaning I could build a Hackintosh that runs iOS? Yeah, that's definitely not what this means at all, but you gotta admit, it would be useful to install Find My on my PC. Always losing it.
Really?
It has a mind of its own. I put the Mac Pro wheels on it, so it's just...
Oh.
Amazon thinks it's finally found a way to appease customers who bought faulty products which resulted in bodily injuries. Money! People who purchase third-party products that cause damage to oneself or one's property are eligible for up to $1,000 in hush money. So you can put a down payment on a prosthetic leg for yourself, and Jeff can keep going to space. Everybody wins.
Yay.
I don't see a problem here. And OpenAI has found another use for their fancy language understanding GPT-3 system, allowing programmers to code without writing code.
What?
OpenAI's Codex will code for you based on natural language input. So you can just tell it to put a bunch of buttons somewhere on a web page, or hey, show a little image of a guy I can control with arrow keys. What are you gonna make with it, Jonathan?
It sounds like an assistant.
Hey Codex, end this episode in a fun way and tell the audience to come back on Friday for more tech news, you heartless machine. And then it does it, hopefully.
Bye.